This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The following podcast is not real, but it was really taped live at the Steppenwolf Theater as part of the Sounds Like Chicago Festival. Wait, that can't be right. The Steppenwolf Theater? Wow. This podcast at Steppenwolf is the least believable thing the show has ever done. Even I'm having trouble knowing what's real and what isn't anymore, and I get a lot of briefing on that. Anyway, the show continues to be sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. If you want to send a package to the show, send it to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642, care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. Someone from Cards Against Humanity will make sure your package gets to the Land of Foon, which, again, does not exist. Enjoy the show!
Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you never listened to the podcast before, hello. And you're going to be a little bit confused, but let me sort of be your guide as to what you're about to hear. About a year and a half, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago. If you're familiar with the city of Chicago, it's the one at the intersection of Irving and Clark. And I fell through that, some intersection applause. I fell through that portal into the fantastical, magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from that Burger King through the dimensional portal that I fell through. And I use that to upload a podcast that I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, where we are now, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined every week by my co-host, Chunt, the King of the Badgers. A little podcast friendly high kicking.
Bing bong.
So, Chunt, for new listeners, you are a talking badger.
I'm a shapeshifter.
You are a shapeshifter who is currently and frankly almost always in the shape of a badger.
Yeah, I'm currently a badger, and I'm also the king of the badgers.
You are the king of the badgers.
Yeah. Thus the scepter.
Thus the scepter.
But I don't always carry it, so this is a little bit of a deviated scepter.
Oh, And where's your crown?
My crown I don't wear all the time, just because I'm having a little bit of trouble with my subjects.
Uh-huh.
So I don't want them to be able to directly, you know, pick me out of a crowd.
Yeah. You don't want your subjects to be able to tell that it's you?
Not unless I want them to, you know?
Sure.
Just because things have been a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they're tired of me being king, so I'm just, you know.
I'm tired of you being king.
Yeah, well. Until a new plotline is introduced, I guess.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. You never know. And I always never want to introduce this guy. But you know what? I will, even though I know that our listeners could not care less. But my other co-host is Usidor the Wizard.
Master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me. Hold on.
The elves know me as Fionn Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stangjes. And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmwanius Maestar, and there may be other secret names you do not know yet, so don't even try to say them or I'll smack you in the face.
So, Usidor, I'm sorry. Normally, I get ready for our podcast, I take out my laptop, I set out some microphones. I realized that this week I did not set out a microphone for you.
You had one thing to do.
But luckily, you discovered that just over a few feet away from our table, there's another microphone here in the Vermilion Minotaur.
That's right.
How is there just another microphone here?
I have been using my great magical powers to duplicate all of your giggity-googies. Mm-hmm.
You've been replicating Earth technology?
Yes. It doesn't usually work right. Often it cries itself to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah, the other day I had to tuck in an iPhone. Had to kiss it on the forehead, tuck it in, and then it slowly melted into nothing.
Well, I'm glad I have buried so many iPhones.
Usually an iPhone will last about 2 years before you have to bury it. And then it dies immediately. Earth people are loving that joke.
Nay, sadly, these did not even last 2 months before I did have to dig a small hole in the ground, throw them inside as they screamed, "No, no, Usidor," and then covered them with dirt as they continued to scream, "I'm alive, what are you doing?"
I want to talk about something that happened just before the show.
Yes, of course.
This, I don't think I've ever seen this happen before. This is the first time I ever saw Usidor use stairs.
It's not pretty.
Not pretty. There's like, you carry, what are all the things that you carry, Usidor?
I have my sword.
Uh-huh.
My trusty sword. I have my pipe.
Yes.
For smoking pipe weed. I have my bottle.
Just my bottle.
In case I need to capture a fairy, perhaps.
Ooh.
It's always good to have an extra empty bottle. Don't knock it.
Yeah.
Of course, I have my great staff of wizardly power. And I have a little something to make the day a little bit better.
But I just realized that, especially with the sword and the staff, it is hard for you to negotiate stairs.
Yes, this is why in the mornings I sit up at an exact 90-degree angle and fly through my chimneys, lest I have to walk down the steps in the front of my hovel.
Also, have I never mentioned that there are stairs behind the Vermilion Minotaur?
I don't think you have.
Yeah, there's just like a steep, there's just a long, steep thing of stairs just going down into the ground.
Yes, yes, that's where I buried all the sad dead technology. Right behind the Vermilion Minotaur. So that every day we can go down there and say, "Goodbye, Razor Phone." Goodbye.
Yeah, he tried to make a phone that was an iPhone but also served as a razor.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's a horrible idea.
But we got it to say one thing, and the one thing it said was 2001 called, and that's it. And then it died. Yeah. We're like, what does that mean?
But where do those stairs go behind the Vermilion Minotaur?
Down towards the bog.
The bog?
Of course. Towards the bog. You've never been in the bog.
Never been to the bog?
I haven't been to the bog.
Well, that's where all the ghosts are. Why do you think I bury things back there?
If you bury something near a bog, it comes back to life as a specter.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. What about pets? Have you put pets in there? Do they?
I usually put them in a cemetery.
Oh, in a. How do you spell that?
Cemetery?
Yeah.
S-E-M-E-N-T-A-R-Y.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right. What? So if I, so say I had like a pet wolf and I.
You couldn't handle a pet wolf. Far beyond your capabilities, I would suggest you get a hamster or maybe like some gravel.
Yeah. Yeah, a wolf would walk all over you.
A wolf would walk all over me? Would just step all over me?
Are you kidding me? If you had a wolf, it would run in here. It would go to the bar, get a big drink of beer, gulp it all down. Look, you go, woo, woo.
Yeah. His jaw would descend to the floor.
He wouldn't be able to control
tongue
that
would
wolf.
Lull out. But I see what you're saying. You're trying to say that it would be a stepping wolf.
It would be a yeah. stepping. It would be a stepping
the wolf would
wolf.
Walk all over you.
Yeah.
I saw. What
wait,
you're
guys.
Saying.
Let us not speak.
I
of
just
the
heard
dreaded
ghosts.
Stepping
the
wolf. Yes.
The ghosts are angered.
The ghosts are very angered. I want to mention really quick that if you're listening at home and you would like to send an email to the show, which we answer on the show, you can always send those to magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. And say you're listening to the show right this very moment, and you're like, I've got a question, I'm going to send it to the show. You can send those emails, and we will, if we have time, answer some of those emails on the show.
Okay, why are you telling me?
Yeah, you're just staring him dead in the eyes. Ease up. Hey, Arnie.
The hell?
Ease up? Yes. I didn't want to tell you this, but Eustor's been complaining about the intense eye contact that you make with him.
Really?
He said you're always trying to make meaningful eye contact with him, and it's upsetting. Do you know that most people can't even look at wizards straight in the eyes? They usually, you know, look downward or look at
really?
His reflection. Yes.
People don't look wizards in the eye?
Oh, they try. But lest they wish to catch on fire spontaneously, or find themselves with a extra neck growing out of their current neck.
That's the worst, is when you see a guy with not two heads, but
two necks.
Another neck. Is the neck? Boy, I got so many questions about
just
the second
worst.
Neck.
Just and you try not to look at it, but the person they're like, are you looking at my? It's like, yeah, of course I am.
So what's at the end of the second neck? Is it just like fleshed over, or is it just sort of like?
It's usually open with a hole in the middle and kind of spurts every once in a while.
Either that, or they put like a nice little bit of decoration on it.
Oh,
like you can kind of frost it like a cake.
Yeah,
put a little strawberry in the middle.
Hey, you know what? Actually, I want to make sure. I'm so excited to talk to our guest, guys. I've heard this guy is very sort of famous in Foon. So I'm going to just welcome out the Bandit King.
Oh, notorious Bandit King, what brings you here today?
I was traveling through your very area, and I decided to stop in for a cup of ale.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, totally.
Yeah.
You're not up to some nefarious plan or evil doing or ne'er-do-welling?
Well, in Bandit Island, where I hail from, we're always up to ne'er-do-welling. It's sort of part of our government.
Ooh.
Yes.
Bandit Island.
Yes, yes.
So is Bandit Island populated entirely by bandits?
Yes, indeed. Yes, we're. Once you're there, you're a bandit.
Sure.
That's the way it works.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like Olive Garden.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you know about the Olive Garden?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about an earth thing called the Olive Garden. What is the Olive Garden in Foon?
I was talking about a garden of olives that we have on Bandit Island.
Yeah. Oh,
and
oh,
once
okay.
you arrive there, you have to eat an olive, and then you've been indoctrinated.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Wow, that's good to
but
know.
But these olives are evil.
So if everybody on Bandit...
Which reminds me, if you're hungry, we do have some dead sticks here.
Oh, yeah. We have a bunch of dead sticks. They're like bread, but they're...
Why are you looking at me? It seems like you want to explain it. They're dead sticks. They're made with dead yeast. When yeast dies, it still has flavor, so you cook dead yeast and you make dead sticks.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And it's impossible to run out of them.
Oh, so they're endless dead sticks?
I prefer just saying it's impossible to run out of them.
No, okay. Yeah, that's good.
It would be my honor to meeting a fellow king. It would be my honor to grab you a drink. What would you like?
I'll take a cup of blood.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Can you be a little more specific?
I prefer A positive.
A positive.
Got it. Be right back.
He didn't go anywhere.
Seriously.
Sorry, just joke around. You know how I'm a total asshole. Wow.
I do know how you are a total asshole.
Well, no. I'm sorry. If you want some A positive blood, I'll go get it.
Arnie, you're just sitting here staring at me.
What?
Christ, I'm the one that can't go downstairs.
Are you happy now?
Yes, I am. Look, I'm sorry, Bandit King. This is something we do. Chunt and I pretend like we're going to go get drinks. We come up for reasons not to, so that Usador will go and do it.
Ah, yeah. Well, we play a lot of pranks on Bandit Island, too.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
What is a bandit prank?
Mostly just killing another person.
I get it.
Yeah, that's the ultimate prank, the eternal prank.
Sure.
And then you take their things, and then you have more things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, but if everyone on Bandit Island is a bandit, can bandits bandit each other?
Yeah, that's sort of the foundation of our entire economy, if you will.
Yeah, how does the bandit economy work?
It's sort of like a barter system, and by barter, I mean stealing.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you're just constantly all stealing from each other.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Well, even like your relatives?
Yeah.
Oh, what a bandit brothers.
Mm.
Look,
on my island, you would die for that.
I'm sure. I think I would die on most islands for that.
Can I ask, I might have missed it. What's your name? Your first name?
My name is Rayquanius.
Rayquanius. Oh, yes. Oh, very nice to meet you. Can I just call you Rayquan for short?
Yeah, sure.
Two, how did you get your black eye?
Someone tried to bandit me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who would bandit the Bandit King?
Well, there's the bandit court jester.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes he likes to play jokes, and his jokes are sometimes not funny, and then I hit him. And then he hit me back.
Oh, I see.
But wait, on your island, you can hit someone if their jokes aren't funny?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, don't hit me. My jokes are all really funny.
Die! Die! There was no A positive blood, so I got you this ghost blood. Sorry, ghost blood was all they had. Enjoy.
Drink it up.
Yep. Bandits can't be choosers, you know.
Bottoms up.
So, Bandit King, how did you become the Bandit King?
Well, as in all monarchies, when the monarch dies, the next one takes his place. I just happened to facilitate the dying of the previous monarch by killing him.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's a very violent place, Bandit Island.
Yeah, I can imagine. How long have you been the Bandit King?
Well, time is really relative, isn't it?
Whoa.
I'm sorry, I'm getting very distracted. I'm getting a flurry of emails.
Oh.
Why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves?
Isn't anyone going to ask me what I killed on the way back in here?
What was that? What did you stab at the top of the stairs there?
I don't want to talk about it now.
Come on, please.
It was a bog demon. It was a bog demon that came up from the bog. That's a problem. They usually stay down in the bog, but now they're getting braver and braver because every day the Dark Lord's influence begins to take sway here in Hog's Face. Yea, and every day he becomes more and more powerful as the boy behind the bar allows dark dealings and evil men to step foot here into the tavern. Yea, and even this bandit king, who seems harmless enough on his bandit island, who commits such acts of treachery as stealing... What have you stolen recently?
Food.
Is stealing food... food from sweet young babes and the like who probably need that food desperately.
Your beard is low right
now. No, it's fine.
Okay. I'm sorry, Usador. I was checking my email. What was that thing that you just said?
Oh, the Dark Lord's influence grows every day.
Damn it.
Even more powerful. Moment by moment, second by second. Aye, we must defeat him. Aye, we must all band together. We must form a party of strong men and women and elves and dwarves and halflings and even bandit kings. Bandit king, thou art a mischievous rascalian. But can you join my quest to help me defeat true evil?
Sure, yeah.
Wow.
What do you pledge to my quest?
Yeah, what does a bandit have to offer?
I can make people feel uncomfortable.
What was that?
No.
Exactly.
I don't think that bog demon is dead.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Usador. Maybe careful with later. That sword. That sword is far too real.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Well, while they're off potentially killing someone, I got an email here. It says, Arnie, do you wear a pink shirt to every live show? All of my shows are live. Does this maybe suggest a deeper psychological problem? Do they have mental health professionals in Foon? What general theories of practice dominate the mental health profession in Foon? ? Usador forever. Billy Yum Yum 2x2. What do they do in Foon if people seem like they need some mental help?
Well, normally they'll just lay down under a tree and sleep it off. Sort of try to sleep off their mental illness. It's worked for me for time to time.
Really? Know, so what are, what kind of mental... This is a very personal question, I'm realizing.
Well, it's just us.
Yeah, it's just the two of us. What kind of problems plague the Bandit King?
It's mostly, I guess, the killing.
Oh, sure.
And the still being alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, why did I survive? Why am I the king? I feel like an imposter sometimes.
So you're like, I stabbed and killed that guy. Why did I survive that stabbing?
Yeah. And then I look down into the crystal clear ocean waters that surround Bandit Island, and I see my reflection, and I think, who is Ray Quadius?
Yeah.
Who is Ray Quanius?
He's the Bandit King.
That's your name?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't here for that.
Welcome back.
We didn't miss any talk about mental health, did we?
No, none at all.
No.
Don't worry, it was just a cat.
It was...
An evil cat. It has been dispatched.
I have another email here. It says, "Hello, Arnie. I was wondering if the Wolves of Foon..." What a coincidence. We were just talking about that. "I was wondering if the Wolves of Foon had a name that they knew Usidor as. If so, what is that name? Also, what is the name of Usidor's favorite wolf friend? That's it. Thanks. Arneson. Sent from a razor."
Well, of course, I'm good friends with the great wolf lords like Quintentius.
Quintentius. Quintentius.
And they know me as... the blue.
That's pretty good. And do you have a favorite wolf?
I just said I'm good friends with Quintentius.
Oh, okay.
The wolf lord.
Oh, I see.
But I honestly, I kind of prefer his brother. We just have more in common. He seems like a cooler guy.
Sure. So you're good friends with Quintentius, but
I kind of like his brother. His brother's cool.
What makes him a cooler wolf?
Just the way he combs his hair.
Yeah, his hair is perfect.
Really? Perfect hair?
Yep.
Yeah, he's got a little wolf pompadour.
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw him the other day. He was at, do you know Vic the Trader? He was like Vic the Trader's stand, and his hair was perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just great.
That's perfect hair. Trader
yep.
Vic's? Okay.
Absolutely.
That hair will go away with age, though. Yeah. Right now, he's just a teen wolf.
Oh. Yeah.
It's true.
Just a teen wolf playing sports.
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes I go down to where the wolf lords are playing, and I bring my cart, and they sort of get on top of the cart and balance themselves as I pull the cart around with Grimhoof.
Wow. Oh. Those are some amazing styles that they must have.
That is the very brother's name.
I feel like I heard a
Styles
one...
the wolf.
Really?
Yes.
Super hairy guy.
What's next? I want to answer one more email here real quick. It says, "Chunt's crown. Is Chunt out of the insane crown posse now that he refuses to wear his crown? Tim."
Yes, that's the real reason I'm not wearing my crown. It's like I got kicked out of the insane crown posse.
Oh, no, Chunt.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm so sorry.
For new listeners, the insane crown posse is an assortment
There's new listeners?
Seems unlikely.
The insane crown posse, well, you could probably explain it better than I could.
Yeah, the Insane Crown Posse was three kings that all hung out. Me, the king of the horses, and another guy.
I believe it's the king of the otters.
King of the otters.
I'm sure you're just
Jeremiah
too sad
Angelo,
to talk about it.
Jeremiah and Angelo, the king of the horses and the king of the otters. And the king of the horses didn't invite me to one of his parties, and ever since then there's been a giant rift, a giant chasm in our friendship, and I got kicked out.
Yeah, it must be terrible when other kings don't invite you to do something.
Oh. Wait, was that a burn-on?
Yes.
This is the King of the Bandits. I know it's the King of the Bandits.
Yeah.
You're on Bandit Island.
Yeah.
Oh, what could be a lonelier life than being a bandit king on Bandit Island? No peers to run and play with. No friends to come to your aid in your time of need. Nay, just subjects looking at you, hoping to take your title of bandit king away from you, or to at least snap your coin purse off your belt at the first opportunity they have, for they are all scurrilous bandits.
Thank you for describing my life back to me.
You are welcome.
So bandit king, were you born a bandit, or did you become a bandit?
Well, I think every true bandit is forged in the fires of misfortune.
Ooh. Is that literal?
I was not burnt by misfortune.
Oh, okay. It's hard to know. I mean, so many things in this world sound like they're just a metaphor, but they are literally true.
Well, yes, it is the nature of our land. However, I did have some unfortunate things happen to me as a young boy, and that shaped me who I am today.
Wow. I feel like this is a question you should never ask someone, but what are the unfortunate things that happened to you as a boy?
I thought you'd never ask.
Also, Arnie, just between you and I, later on I want to ask about his mental health.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You said you didn't cover it yet?
No, we haven't talked about mental health at all.
I'm just super curious.
This is a lot deeper of an interaction than I thought it would be. But that unfortunate thing that happened to me, or multiple things, my parents were taken from me.
Your parents were taken from you?
Yes.
Did a bandit steal them?
Yes.
Oh.
Was that bandit death?
No, it was an actual bandit.
Okay.
Oh. And was he like, I'm going to steal your parents and sell them to children?
No, he left a note.
Wait, hold on. Stop everything. Did you just suggest that a bandit stole someone's parents to sell them back to children?
Yes. Yeah, so it's like, oh, no.
Let's walk us through that.
Yeah, let's just unpack what you say.
I, too, would like to know about
No,
that.
I mean, I was just assuming if bandits, abducted parents, like, what other use would they have besides to sell them to children who, for whatever reason, can't have parents of their own? Maybe they've tried for a long time to have their own parents. They can't. They're like, look, maybe it's responsible. There are already so many parents. We should just adopt some parents.
We tried having a black market for parents on Bandit Island for a while, but it didn't work out
very well.
No.
That's children correct. Generally don't have a lot of money.
That's the problem we ran into.
Yeah, this.
No one could trade any goods or services for the parents.
So I'm sorry, Bandit King. So your parents were stolen from you.
Yeah, they were stolen from me. A note was left on my bedroom floor. It said, if you want your parents, too bad.
Oh, no. Why did they need to communicate that to you?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Bandit King, I do not mean to be insensitive, but is it possible that your parents wrote this note?
Damn.
Just saying.
Did the handwriting look familiar?
It was all cut out letters.
Cut out letters?
Yes.
But cut out of what?
Cut out
wood.
Of
wood.
Wood? Yes. It was.
Obviously.
Yeah.
What else would it be?
Yes, it has crossed my mind that my parents left that note. Mm. And if that's the truth, I don't want to face that truth. Mm-hmm. So I immediately retreated into my own self and went on a long quest that has brought me here.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you think, so the note said, if you want to see your parents again, too bad.
Yes.
How was two spelled? Because that's going to make a difference in my theory here. Mm. I have a theory. How was two spelled?
It was a T with two O's.
Ah, never mind.
Okay.
I was going to say, if it was spelled too bad, T-W-O, then maybe that means like two wrongs make a right, and there's something down that path.
You're really barking up a dead tree here.
If you're cutting letters out of wood, it'd just be easier to do the number two.
That's true, yeah.
Save a lot of time.
Well, whoever stole my parents had a lot of time to carve the message.
That's sad. The other part. That would take a long like
it would premeditated.
Yeah,
you
that
know?
Seems
they thought about it. Yeah.
That seems like a clue towards maybe it was your parents. Right? They're like, "All right, look, we're going to abandon our child. We just need to spend half a year carving these letters."
Hey. If this, one person in this room shouldn't speak about abandoning their children.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yes, yay and boo. Thank you.
You know what? You know what? No. He's right. I've been trapped in this world, and I haven't done enough to try to get home to Earth and see my family again. So you know what? Right this moment, I'm going to get up from this table, and I'm going to go and find that dimensional rift.
Because you know what, Arnie? You should do that. You know why? Because you're a bandit king. Because you stole your child's heart.
Arnie, before you leave on this journey, let me tell you one thing. No matter how long and how far you search, when you find what you're looking for, you won't be the same, and neither will it.
He was just making a joke about not getting up from the table.
So, Bandit King, what brings you to Hog's Face?
Great segue, aren't
he? He really knows how to host a podcast, doesn't he?
Towards the end, you say what brings you to Hog's Face, but you... But we talk about everything else first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going in reverse order.
I'm on a fact-finding mission. I need to reform our system of government. It's been failing on Bandit Island.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It is a banditocracy.
Yeah. So, how does a banditocracy work?
Well, it's very complicated. A lot of ins and outs, a lot of checks and balances and what have you. But essentially, there's a king, and then everyone votes with their own blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bigger people get more votes because they can let more blood out of their bodies.
Sure.
Checks out.
There's a giant that lives there that's becoming a dictator by his voting power.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about setting up a religious monarchy?
We have, but religion doesn't go over very well on an island where everyone kills each other.
Mm. True.
That hasn't stopped religions on Earth.
Yeah, we don't know much about the religions on Earth. What's, You've talked about Christianity, I think. What's...
Yes, let's get into it.
Yes, let's dance around this gasoline fire, shall we?
I don't know. I mean, historically, a lot of them have been violent. You know, it happens with most of them.
Or if you had to rank them, order of best to worst.
Yeah, rank Earth's religions from best to worst.
From least violent... From best, I would say least violent.
He's going for it.
I would say...
On Bandit Island, we call this a trap.
I'm going to say least violent agnostic. Second least violent atheist. I think the agnostics are maybe a little less violent than the atheists for some reason. And then blah, 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 all the way down.
You avoided that well.
Thank you. Well, Bandit King, we probably need to wrap up here, but is there anything we can do for you to help you make Bandit Island's government work better?
Well, it would be nice if someone could help us dispatch of this giant who votes with all of his blood.
I hear your call. A call for a hero to step forth and take on your quest. I shall slay this giant with my sword and my staff in hand. I and my trusty steed Grimhoof, the fifth fastest horse in Foon. We shall together travel to your island. Well, how am I going to get there with a horse? I know. We'll ask Captain Shark to take us there in his boat. And then Grimhoof and I shall set foot upon your island, and we shall find this giant, and I shall look him in the eye, and he shall grow a second neck out of his first neck. And then I shall take my sword, and I shall smite him with it, and I shall cast a spell of fire that shall consume him fully.
Sounds like a plan.
I was just going to suggest that, like, whatever part of Bandit Island the giant lives on, you just say, that's in a different district. You just say,
but
like...
It's still a part of the island. Though.
You say, technically, look, but we're just sort of trying to figure out the best way to make it. And so, giant, you're voting in a different election entirely.
Arnold speaks wisdom here. Let me in now. Cast a spell of rezoning. Neither who doth.
Now's a good time to tell you.
Uptown,
I've seen Usador. I've seen him commit theft before.
West side, east side, north and south. Let the rezoning on Bandit Island take place now. It's all done. Taken care of.
I'll just have to take your word for it.
Why wouldn't you take a wizard's word?
Oh, okay, back up. I mean, of course I would, yeah.
Get a little excited about it.
Hooray!
There we go.
Well, Bandit King, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm going to return to the Bandit Island now and hopefully not get murdered.
Yeah. And Usador, thank you for joining me every week.
You're welcome.
And Chunt, also, you know, you're a good friend.
You're a good friend.
Wow. You seem so utterly uninvested in saying that to me. I love you, buddy.
I love you.
I love you, Usador.
Oh, well, I love both of you, too.
And you know what? I love you, Bandit King.
Oh, thanks. I'm not ready to go there. I have intimacy issues.
That's all right.
Nay, Bandit King.
Yeah, we never got to talk about his mental health issues.
No, he can lay under a tree and figure it out.
You've joined us here today, and you are now a part of our circle.
Thank you.
You seem not at all enthused by that. But thank you so much, and thanks to everyone in the Vermilion Minotaur, and thank you from Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Woo!
Well, that was fun. As the note pinned to my chest tells me, none of that was real, and you shouldn't believe any of it, as if you did. Junt, the King of the Badgers, was played by Adil Rafai. Usador, the Wizard, was played by Matt Young. The Bandit King was played by special guest John Thibodeau. John and Matt both perform in the Improvised Shakespeare Company. You can also see John perform weekly in the show Three-Pete Monday nights at the I.O. Theater in Chicago. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by, Oh, sounds like we've got another alert for an email here. Let's see. This is from Melina Tremblay from Quebec. She's sending an audio of her roommate Jacqueline, no last name, saying Usador's name in French. Sort of Canadian French.
Je suis Usador, sorcier du deuxième royaume de Physis, maître de l'ombre et de la lumière, manipulateur des plaisirs magiques, dévoreur du chaos, champion des grands halles de Tarakis. Les elfes me connaissent en tant que Fianyalik.
Feline zealot.
Les elfes me connaissent en tant que Zonan Houstangis. Je suis connu dans le nord-est sous le nom de Gasmoinus Maestar.
Gasmoinus.
Les Québécois me connaissent comme étant le gars qui parle fort dans Hello from the Magic Tavern. Il peut y avoir encore bien d'autres noms secrets que vous ne connaissez même pas. S'il vous plaît, rejoins-moi dans ma quête pour péter la gueule au Dark Lord.
Péter la gueule.
Ah ouais.
Faut que tu dis ça. Péter la gueule. Ah ouais. Genre, vas-y. Ben, Québécois.
Come on. Aide-moi péter la gueule au Dark Lord.
Québécois, apparently. Looks like you can look stuff up on this console. I didn't know that. Québécois. Anyway, Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at HelloFromTheMagicTavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks so much to the Sounds Like Chicago Festival and Tyler Green for putting it all together. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thank you to Earwolf. He's probably going to be out of the nutrient shower soon, so I've got to go find some fresh towels. Bye.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.